Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
I am the Rhino, and this is my weekend report. We're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and distributed by CRN Digital Talk Radio. So the authorities in Fort Lauderdale, Florida may have been wondering why a slew of parking tickets issued to one vehicle have not been paid yet. A parking attendant issued numerous tickets to an SUV illegally parked between November 12th and November 15th. A few days later, a curious woman who saw the mountain of tickets on the windshield peered into the car. And what did she find? She found a dead body. The parking attendant issued these tickets without ever looking in the car. The 62-year-old male was last heard from just one day before the first ticket was issued. These tickets, totaling about $160, will be dismissed on the grounds of extenuating circumstances, according to the town clerk. All right, let's get to this weekend's big three headlines. They were throwing haymakers at Harvard Thursday night as the two presidential campaigns clashed head-to-head for the first time since Donald Trump's victory on November 8th. We'll go over what was said, who came out on top, and why the Hillary camp is still so bitter. Also, President-elect Donald Trump makes his first stop on his thank you tour. Speaking to tens of thousands of people, he makes an announcement that was reportedly unplanned. No real surprise there. But is this tour really for the voters, or is it to help Donald remember why and who elected him? Plus, we'll follow up on a few stories from this past week, including a resolution at Hampshire College in Massachusetts. We'll opine on Breitbart Media's call to boycott cereal giant Kellogg's. And we'll talk a little bit more about how Donald Trump was able to save 1,000 jobs at Carrier, along with the loony left's response to that. All that plus, Axl Rose has no patience for Donald Trump. After 14 years in obscurity, he encourages Bad Apples at yesterday's concert in Paradise City to get in the ring and beat a Donald Trump pinata like a dead horse. See what I did there? And while cabinet positions are filling up quick, perhaps the most coveted job is the one at the RNC headquarters. We'll tell you who's in the running to fill Reince Priebus' old post. We have a lot to get to today, but first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have a lot to get to on today's weekend show, but check out rhinoreport.com over the weekend. Over the weekend, rhinoreport.com. We have new articles up there. You can sign up for our newsletter there and check out the brand new Rhino Rants there. Lots of cool stuff there. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter and Gab. It's the same handle, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. That's Twitter and Gab, at Rhino on air. You can check us out on Facebook. We're not fake news yet there. Facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. And you can always email me questions, concerns, comments, a good joke, a story I missed. Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at RWBNetwork.com. We'll be right back.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean, Inn. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Before we get too far into the show, we have to give our big shout-outs to all of our internet affiliates, Red Nation Rising Radio, StreamingTalkRadio.com, and KLRNRadio.com, as well as a couple of the AM and FM stations that carry this weekend show, including 107.5 WJHC out of Jasper, Florida, 92.1 WDDQ out of Valdosta, Georgia, and recently added 1360 AM WNJC out of the Philadelphia area. So lots of shout-outs there. Thanks for checking out the show here. And while you're at it, you can check out Tina's Take. Tina's Take is one of the new shows on the RWB network that's on Spreaker. So Spreaker.com/Tina's Take. There are three episodes there. Three, and you can hear her show also on Red Nation Rising Radio, 11 p.m. on Sunday on the Liberty feed. Nope, the Liberty feed. They have so many feeds there. I'm not sure which one it's on. But it's on Liberty. And one more plug here. If you like what you hear on this show, you can hear more of me on Sunday. I'm going to be a guest on Cowboy Logic Radio. That, of course, is hosted by internet radio legend Cowboy Don Newman and former Fox News anchor Donna Fiducia. They've asked me to come on the show, and I have agreed. Happily agreed to go on that show. So I think that gets posted on Sundays. So you can hear my on-the-record, off-the-record, colorful take on the world on that show. So that should be a lot of fun. Did you guys see what I did in the first segment? That was kind of clever, I thought. I'm going to read it again. Axl Rose has no patience for Donald Trump. After 14 years in obscurity, he encourages bad apples at yesterday's concert in Paradise City to get in the ring and beat a Donald Trump pinata like a dead horse. Do you see what I did there? I thought that was really clever. Now, if you can figure out how many Guns N' Roses song titles are in that little promo, you can email me the answer, and you'll get a prize. How about that? I'll send you a little prize. You can email the answer to Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. So, I thought it was cool. Anyway, I'm kind of nerdy like that. I saw this story before we went on air today, and I had no time to prep for it, but it caught my attention, so we have to talk about it because it's just so crazy and ludicrous. There is now a plugin that you can use on your Google Chrome browser that will now sort out what's fake news. They are so interested now in curating what you believe to be true news. Now, you know that you're never going to see a CNN or an MSNBC, ABC News, CBS News, NBC News. They will never be flagged as fake news because they forward the narrative that the loony left and these people want you to see. And they're blaming fake news. We heard Zuckerberg from Facebook say it was probably the fake news that swung this election. Not the fact that 95 million Americans are out of work. Not the fact that home ownership is at almost an all-time low. Not the fact that we're in like a triple-dip recession. None of that. It's the fake news. It's the fake news. That's what it is. So now there's a plugin you can have on your Chrome. And it's going to label stuff like bias or state news or highly partisan or clickbait or satire. It's got 8 different categories. And I was able to find, I think it was on Infowars.com. They were flagged, by the way. They had a list of all the different websites that have already been flagged. So if someone uses this plugin on their Chrome browser, and it'll say, hey, listen, before you look at this website, it might be fake, and this is why. And I searched and I searched, and I did not find RhinoReport.com. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I think it's kind of a bad thing, to be honest with you, right? I mean, let's see. This week we were already called fascist. We were called Nazis. We were called Probably Republican. This is all according to a couple of Craigslist posts that responded to one of Robert's articles. And then this morning and yesterday, I was called dumb and fat. So how could we possibly not be fake news with all of those qualifications? Oh, we got to try harder. Got to try harder. You know, one of the other places that was deemed to be fake news was Breitbart. Go figure, right? That was probably the first one. It was probably the absolute first one that went into that algorithm was Breitbart. Now, Breitbart, we talked about this on Thursday's show. They have this dump Kellogg's thing going where you can sign up to boycott the Kellogg's products. And it's things like Frosted Flakes and Pop-Tarts, Rice Krispies, Cheez-Its, Eggos. I like Eggos. But anyway, Frosted Mini-Wheats, love those too. Cocoa Krispies, Famous Amos Cookies, Fruit Loops, Raisin Bran, Apple Jacks. So there's a whole bunch of them here. But we're gonna boycott them because they pulled their advertising from Breitbart, saying the values aren't in line with their values, and everyone's flipping out over it. And I got to tell you, I'm going to be honest. I did sign the petition, and I won't buy Kellogg's products now, or I'll try very hard not to anyway. Sometimes there are subsidiaries, and it's tough to tell where the money finally ends up, but I'll do my best to not buy them. But I have to question a little bit whether or not this is a good move by Breitbart. And I don't question them often. I happen to like Breitbart for the most part. I think when you go to their website, there's way too many pop-ups. It loads way too slowly. It's always, you know, jumping around. But that's sort of a, you know, like a production thing. The issue I have, and like I said, I already signed the petition, and I'm going to go through with it. My big issue is that does this now set a precedent where sponsors will be leery about sponsoring conservative content for fear there may be a backlash if perhaps the relationship goes sour or they're not getting the ROI they think they're going to get? That's my only issue. See, Breitbart is saying that the loss of Kellogg's from their sponsorship roles, it's going to impact less than 1% of their revenue. But for a small conservative outlet, let's just say the Rhino Report, it would be a much larger chunk than that. So I wonder if we're kind of cutting our nose to spite our face here. And does that, you know, Breitbart has so much a way of advertising, it doesn't affect them, but there are so many internet, good internet conservative shows out there, good internet websites out there. I wonder if sponsors are just going to feel a little leery about this, about perhaps getting in bed with us. And for the most part, we're good people. We're hardworking people. Most of us, if not all of us, have second, third, even fourth jobs. It's so hard to find a full-time job now that a lot of people have many part-time jobs. Or in my case, I own a business and I do this. So it's not like we have all that disposable income from these shows and these websites where we can start alienating different companies. And if it's true that, you know, Kellogg supports ISIS and they support all this bad stuff, then yes, I don't want them on this show. I'm not saying them in particular. I'm just saying that I think we're playing a dangerous game because none of us are able to fund a website, fund a radio show on our own and have any sort of reach. You need to have that income coming in. So while we try to find sponsors here that we align with, and we've done a really good job of that, it may be hard for some people. So just keep that in mind. But I am on board with the boycott, and I won't be buying Frosted Flakes and Mini Wheats anymore, which I'm a little annoyed about, but that's okay. I don't go to Target or Macy's either. All right, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Hampshire College. There's some resolution there, and I want to talk a little bit about this fight for 15. It got a little washed away this week because of everything else going on, but we're not going to lose sight of it here. Guys, hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
The Anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resorts, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to the weekend edition of the Rhino Report. I don't want anything I just said to be misconstrued about Rhino will take money from anybody. That's not the case at all. I do believe you have to have a relationship with your sponsors, with your corporate partners. And I think we have very good ones here at this show. And you know what? As I'm doing that segment on this live show, I get a message from our social media director, Mary Beth. She's very, very good at it. She runs our Rhino Herd account, at Rhino Herd. So you got to give her a big hello. And she says, you know, these companies, some of them, they want to silence the conservative voice. And I get that. I totally, totally get that. You never, ever want to take money for the sake of taking money. But, you know, you have to be a little leery. I'm just a little leery about, you know, if you have a radio show or even a website that reaches, let's say, 30,000 people a day, so you're talking about 210,000 people a week, and if you have a small mom-and-pop business, let's say they do food storage or they're a prepper business or something like that, and they advertise with you, and they say, yeah, you know what, we can't pay to advertise anymore, money's kind of tight around here, and they pull their sponsorship, they don't want to have to be worried that you're going to put them on blast now and completely ruin their business. So yeah, companies like Target and Kellogg's, you know, the NFL, Macy's, I get it. I totally get it. But, so, I guess the, you know, word to the wise is just make sure you have that connection with your sponsors, if any other radio hosts are listening to me, and if any of you really care about what I'm saying right now. But that's my take on it. All right, let's follow up on a few more things here from this week. We talked about Hampshire College. And no one has ever really talked about Hampshire College. It's a weird college. They don't really give grades out. It's one of these really ultra-left kind of cupcake snowflake type schools. They don't even have a football team. They don't have a hockey team. They're in Massachusetts. How can you be in Massachusetts, a hotbed of hockey, and not have a hockey team? You have Minnesota, Long Island, and Massachusetts. Those are your three hotbeds of youth hockey. No hockey team. No baseball team, no Greek life, no fun. No fun. And it's $65,000 a year to go there. So, we all know what they did the day after the election. They lowered the flags to half-staff, right? And then on Veterans Day, they were burning flags. And finally, they chose to just stop flying the flag altogether. Well, local veterans and the VFW showed up, and they had 600 flags outside, and they were chanting USA. And finally, Hampshire College has decided, they'll put the flags back up. We'll put it back up. The president of the college here, he says, "We understand that many who hold the flag as a powerful symbol of national ideals and their highest aspirations for the country, including members of our own community, felt hurt by our decision that we deeply regret." This is from Jonathan Lash, who's their president. "We did not lower the flag to make a political statement." No, of course not. Of course not. "We acted solely to facilitate much-needed dialogue on our campus about how to dismantle the bigotry that is prevalent in our society." So to you, Mr. Lash, President Lash, the flag represents bigotry? Is that what I'm getting out of this? This is not even like an apology statement. It's an apology with a slap in the back of the head as you walk by. That's what this is. To him, the flag represents bigotry. Tell that to the mothers and fathers who lose their sons and daughters. Or the sons and daughters who lose their mothers and fathers while in combat. Bigotry? This guy's a nightmare. Absolute nightmare. He says, "Hampshire staff and faculty have led and facilitated discussions. I have held multiple focus groups about this." Focus groups about the flag. We held a focus group in 1789. It was called the Constitutional Convention. We already held the focus group. It's done. That's the flag, and you fly it. End of story. This is the same school that on their academics webpage, part of their website, says, "Hampshire, at Hampshire College, you'll take responsibility for your own education, customize your curriculum, and move beyond boundaries of disciplines and departments." This is what people are paying $65,000 a year for. You're just going to learn on your own. Maybe we'll count butterflies. Maybe we'll look for unicorns. Like, what's going on here? And at the end of it, it says, at the end of this whole little spiel, it says, "Consider your work at this school from a non-Western perspective." Why don't you move your school to a non-Western area? And then they consider their work from a non-Western perspective. Crazy. So the flags are back up at Hampshire. But still no football, no hockey, no baseball, no fun. No fun at Hampshire College. It's supposed to be the best 4 years of your life. What are they doing there? Can't take it. All right, we're going to move on. When we come back, we're going to talk about the fight for 15, because this really got washed over last week. But there were a lot of protests, and McDonald's has a response. That, and we'll talk about the carrier deal that Donald Trump brokered. We'll go over his latest pick for his cabinet and what happened at Harvard University last night. You're listening to The Rhino Report, part of the RWC Network. Do not change things.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237
or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Check out all the old episodes of this show, either on rhinoreport.com, they're all there on the Listen Now page, or your favorite podcasting or whatever site, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. All there, tons and tons of stuff to listen to. You'll get to gather the family around the family smartphone, have some hot cocoa, check out the Rhino Report, maybe put a little Christmas music on in the background, get in the mood. I get it. Hopefully we're not talking about Hampshire College anymore. Hopefully we're done with this. Unless they're on ESPN, I don't want to talk about them. They have a cross-country team, a soccer team. No one watches cross-country, first of all. Nobody. But nobody watches soccer. We watch it, like, what, once every 4 years, and there's the World Cup, and the USA, oh, we lost two games, we're out, boom, that's it. Nobody cares. It's like that, what was that stupid Olympic sport they had? European handball. What was that? They're just throwing a ball around. We used to call that, like, dodgeball in high school. So, hopefully no more Hampshire College stuff. They can just, you know, do whatever they do, collect butterfly farts or whatever it is they're doing up there. All right, let's move on to this fight for 15 thing, because I want to get a lot in today. This got totally washed over this week. There were protests. They're walking out of McDonald's. They're walking out of Wendy's and, I don't know, your favorite burrito place, Chipotle or Moe's. They're all walking out. They want $15 an hour, and McDonald's has a perfectly logical response to this. They're hiring robots. They're buying robots to hand out the Happy Meals out the window, to flip the burgers. Because you buy a robot for, you know, 30 or 40 grand, maybe it costs what you would pay an employee when you start talking about benefits and time off, and you got to feed them, and you pay a little maintenance fee, and that's it. Someone, whoever you buy the robot from, comes with a maintenance guy that knows how to work on R2-D2 or Johnny 5, and they oil it, whatever they have to do to it. That's it. End of story. All done. They have 5 locations now. They're going to be completely self-serve. There's touchscreen kiosks. They got robot arms everywhere. The burger flips itself by magic. And that's what happens. You wind up protesting yourself out of a job. And if you look to, like, the Bay Area in California, right? San Francisco, they passed this $15 an hour minimum wage. And I think Los Angeles is right behind them. Anyway, in the Bay Area in September, a quarter of all the businesses that shut down in September cited labor costs for the reason why they shut it down. The reasons why they shut down. And that's not totally unheard of. You can't just raise a minimum wage and expect a business owner to now increase their revenue 50%, or tell the business owner you have to now take the difference out of your pocket. See, starting a business is a high-risk, high-reward type of thing. 90% of all small businesses close in the first year because it's that high risk. It's not easy to do. I can tell you twice now from experience how difficult it is. And if you tell me now I got to take money out of my pocket to pay for a state-mandated or a city-mandated minimum wage increase, I'm just going to lay people off. That's how it's going to work. Because you don't put yourself out there to make a living for yourself, to do well, to dole it out. You know, if somebody does a job that's worth $15 an hour, by all means, you got to pay them. You got to pay them. But there's no reason in the world why somebody who says, "Do you want fries with that?" should make the same amount of money as somebody who's building cities. Now, I'm not totally anti-union. I have some anti-union stuff in my blood. I've owned union companies. I've worked union. And I've owned non-union. And I've worked non-union. I don't have a real preference because I believe unions are for skilled workers. They're for your steam fitters, your iron workers, your plumbers, your boiler makers, your electricians, your masons, your carpenters. Those jobs are fine with union. I'm fine with that because they go to union school. 3, 5, 7 years, more than a doctor in some cases. They'd go to more schooling than a doctor. Let that sink in for a second in some cases. So that's okay. They deserve to have the backing of a union. They're highly, highly skilled workers. But when you have the SEIU get involved, and they're funding all these protests, fight for 15, we need $15 an hour. And for some reason, when they wear these shirts, one lady on Fox News had a shirt on, said fight for 15 on it, and just above it, it said, "I can't breathe." Like, why are we making an Eric Garner reference on our fight for 15 shirt? Just saying. Anyway, the SEIU, they're pumping all this money into it. $24 to $50 million they've spent on this fight for 15 campaign. And they're doing it because once they get these people and they get the 15, they're going to want to be unionized. We get to unionize the burger flippers. And then, here's where the SEIU makes out. The average dues for a union is anywhere between like 20 and 50 bucks a month. That's about what it is. Sometimes more, sometimes less. I get that. Let's say you have these 3 million fast food workers, okay? They each give $20 a month to the SEIU. Thank you for backing our cause. Thank you for being there for us. The SEIU stands to make $60 million a month. A month. If I could put in $20 million and get $60 million a month out, I'd be crazy not to. That's over $3 billion a year. That's a lot of money. So, of course, they have a dog in this fight. But it's not going to work. These places, they are going to robots. You have places in San Francisco now, they have little robots driving down the street with like boxes full of groceries because it's cheaper to buy a robot. And I get it. There needs to be, if you're going to apply for a job, you need to know that there's some staircase, there's some ladder in place for you to go up. Now, a place like McDonald's, you work and you make whatever at the cash register, then you move into the kitchen, then you go to a store manager, regional manager. They even have opportunities for scholarships there. They provide a lot if you're willing to work for it. But somebody who sits there, who works the cash register, who, listen, I'm not trying to denigrate that job. People have to do it. I get that. But you know what? McDonald's is figuring out that people don't have to do it. Wouldn't you rather have a job than not? If you're okay at a cash register just sitting there, they want to make sure you're getting productive. They want to make sure you're learning the business so you can open your own franchise one day. But if you're not going to do that, they're not going to reward you. You have to have drive. And it's been now 8 years of an administration that doesn't care about drive. All they want to do is give, 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 give. They want everybody to have 52-week vacations and cash a check every month. That's not the way this economy works. And they're going to have a tough, tough time on January 20th when you got to start pulling your own weight. All right, when we come back, we'll finish this. We'll talk about Carrier and who might be in line to fill Reince Priebus's old perch at the RNC. Hang in there, guys. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm still on Twitter. They haven't kicked me off yet. At Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air, or on Gab. We're on Gab now. If you're not on Gab, you're going to have to go to gab.ai and then put your email address into the little prompt bar there, and they may send you an invite to join. That's how it's working right now because it's still in beta. So they're going to send you an invite. They have a couple hundred thousand members now. It's pretty cool. I like it. It's a lot like Twitter, but different. The whole thing with Gab is speak freely. And so far, I've been able to do that and not get put into Gab jail or get kicked off of Gab. I guess you can also check us out on Facebook while we're still there at facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. I'm sure we'll be deemed fake news any minute now. Any minute. So let's talk about Donald Trump, and he has this victory tour, right? He's got the victory tour, the thank you tour, whatever you want to call it. Before he started this tour on Thursday, he visited the Carrier plant that where he saved 1,000 jobs from going to Mexico. And he did that through a series of little tax breaks that the state had to give and whatever else. Either way, I think the big thing was cutting regulation. Because over the last, I think it's the last 2 years, Obama has 10,000 pages of new regulation. And I think cutting some of the regulation. I think Trump said that of the 310 new regulations since May, like 95 applied to Carrier. So getting rid of that was a main reason why Carrier wanted to stay. Plus, you have the tax cut, the corporate tax cut from 35% down to 15%, which is huge. It's going to be huge for a lot of businesses. It's going to let them grow and hire people. So he goes there and he says, you know, hey, listen, you can't pay for that kind of advertising. First of all, he's standing there at the Carrier plant with the Carrier logos behind him. And here's your next president. You cannot pay for that kind of advertising. And then you have the responses from people like on The View, I mean, none of you watch that. I know. Nobody watches it. But some people do, I guess. You have that one, what's her name, Joy Blowhard? Bayhard, that's it. Not Joy Blowhard. Bayhard. She's kind of like out of touch. What, just 1,000 jobs? Just 1,000? No big deal. And then you got someone else chiming in saying, well, whose back is that going to be on? I think it was Whoopi Goldberg. Whose back is that going to be on? Well, nobody's. These people are going to have a nice Christmas now. Isn't that nice? They get to say they have a job in January. They get to be happy. 1,000 people. They're so out of touch. These elitists. So out of touch. What did you want him to do? Employ 95 million Americans in one full swoop? He can't do it. It took Obama 8 years to create that mess. He can't fix that in 3 weeks. 1,000's a good step. So is keeping the Ford factory in Kentucky. Another good step. All of this before he's even taken the oath of office, before the Electoral College has even voted. Before Jill Stein's recount. They got the abacuses out there in Wisconsin. We got new labor numbers on Friday. Unemployment drops to 4.6%. Bogus number, we all know that. Because labor participation is the lowest rate it's been since February of 1978. People fall off the rolls. If you're no longer looking for a job, if you're no longer collecting unemployment benefits, you're not going to be counted in the unemployment number. Now, that's things that the loony left does not want to go over. It doesn't suit the narrative. And once more, last month we lost 4,000 manufacturing jobs. Luckily, Trump got, well, he got 25% of that back in one day. Not bad. Obama has lost, during his term, over 300,000 manufacturing jobs. And you know what he says? He says, well, yeah, your jobs went to Mexico, and they're not coming back. So what you have to do is you have to get retrained in something else, like windmills or solar power. That's the excuse. Not we're going to get your jobs back. It's we're going to retrain you. Someone 55 years old, 20 years making air conditioners, does not want to get retrained. And then he has that statement about Donald Trump. He can't bring back the jobs. What's he going to do? Wave a magic wand? Remember that? What did Trump say? He goes, I heard about this. I made a phone call. That's all I did. I called the president of carrier, said, hey, what's up? What are we going to do about this? Next thing you know, boom, they're staying. Staying in Indiana. President Obama has been a disaster from day one. The problem is these liberals are so mad. This is the same thing that happened after Bill Clinton. They thought he was the second coming. And then when they realized he was nothing but a bag of hot air, they got really mad about it. And they defended him and defended him. Forget the economy crashing. Forget the tech bubbles. Forget all of that. None of it was his fault. Forget about getting involved in foreign conflicts. We had no reason being anywhere near. They just defend him. They're doing that now with Obama. They're defending him. The guy's done nothing. He's done nothing. He's helped very, very few people. And that was the difference in this election. You had someone like Donald Trump saying, let's put America first. Forget all the other stuff. Forget all the static around it. Let's put America first. And then you had the other side, Crooked Hillary. And what was their battle cry? Well, let's put some people in America first. That was the difference. It had nothing to do, like Jim Palmieri says, with the white supremacists and all. Nothing to do. People just want this country first. We're tired of kowtowing to everybody else and watching what we say and giving money to other countries. We're done with it. Obama was an abomination. There is no other way to put it. Donald Trump, he has a large hill to climb. He made a lot of promises, and he went over it in his victory speech on Thursday. And we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. What did he say? What surprise announcement did he make? And who may be in line to take over Reince Priebus' old job at the RNC? Never would have guessed, but we'll have to cross the bridge first. We'll be right back.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. So they're throwing haymakers at Harvard. Haymakers at Harvard over on, I guess it was Thursday night. They had all the two campaigns there. They had Jem Palmieri. They had Robbie Mook. They had Kellyanne Conway. They sit them down at the Harvard's John F. Kennedy School of Government over there in Boston. And Jem Palmieri, this one, she's so unapologetic. She's just a nasty woman. She really is. She says, they asked her why did Donald Trump win? Yeah, that's the question they're always going to ask him. And she says, the platform they gave to white supremacists and white nationalists is very, very important moment in our history. But Kellyanne Conway, she just kind of said, listen, you people are stuck in this permanent campaign mode. You can't get past the anger, the grief, the denial. It's okay. We won. That's what she says. We won. Think what you want. And Robbie Mook, he blames the whole thing on James Comey. You know, that letter beforehand about they're re-looking into these emails they found on Uma Abedin and Carlos Danger's computer. And then the letter afterwards saying, nope, nothing there. 8 days later, 600,000 emails. You know, it took them, what, 15 months to go through 30,000 emails? But all of a sudden, we've been through this 100 times. He blames James Comey, the same guy who exonerated his candidate twice. So he's to blame somehow. They just don't get it. They still do not get it. They said that the emails, Robbie Mook says the emails are the most overreported, overhyped, and over-litigated stories in the history of American politics. I don't know, perhaps slavery might go up there somewhere? Nope, emails. Emails. Well, what channel was he watching, first of all? The only channel that covered any of this was Fox News. He blames Julian Assange. He blames everything. They blame everybody with the fact that they had a terrible, terrible candidate. an unlikable candidate. That's what Hillary Clinton was. All right, so Kellyanne Conway says that the Clinton campaign made the mistake of thinking that the 2016 electorate would look like the 2012 electorate, when in fact it looked more like the 2014 electorate, which is what we were saying on this show, looking at polls for a good portion of 5 months. So maybe I can run the next campaign for Donald Trump, because I've been saying that the entire time. They're just still bitter. Hillary camp's still bitter. They're popping champagne after the first two rounds of exit polling came out. And what happened? They were resting on their laurels. We got on Twitter. We got on the radio. We said, listen, if you're in the panhandle of Florida, go out and vote now. Because we saw these terrible exit polls come out on November 8th. And we got to work, which is what Donald Trump did. He got to work. He outworked Hillary Clinton 100-fold. And that's what happened. And that's why they lost. They rested on their laurels. Didn't work. So long. See you later. Enjoy Danbury. All right. Trump had his first stop in Cincinnati. Tens of thousands of supporters there. He nominates, well, sort of, you know, unofficially nominated General Mattis, James Mattis, for Secretary of Defense. He's got a great track record. However, he does need to get a waiver because he's only been retired for 4 years. You have to be retired 7 years before you can serve in the Pentagon as a civilian in this capacity. Of course, Mattis joined the Marine Corps in 1969, was made an officer in 1972. He led a battalion into Kuwait in 1991 in charge of CENTCOM from 2010 to 2013. Great pick, a great red meat pick. I just hope that that isn't the pick to assuage his big-time base supporters to then now usher in Romney. I'm hoping this wasn't that pick to satiate people just to get Romney in. Again, I think Romney's a bad decision. One last thing here. 10 seconds. Guns N' Roses, they had a pinata of Donald Trump on stage, and Axl Rose says, come up and beat the pinata. They were in Mexico City. I guess the Mexicans aren't that happy about Donald Trump. Go figure. But then again, Axl Rose is now playing for pesos instead of dollars. All right, guys, hope you had a good time today. Big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Please be safe. Please keep it up. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great rest of your weekend, everybody. And until Monday, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.